Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Yo.
TM okay. Hyman Radio.
Yeah. We are live.
We are. We're back.
We are.
And
hello, everybody.
What a welcome. It is Money Monday.
Oh, my boy.
We are.
Did you miss me?
Yes, no doubt.
What's
we are here, that crew, that team, TM Hyman Radio, Money Monday. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. TM Hyman is back there in the wings somewhere. Save James joining us as well, and I believe Toya's on too, right, Toya?
The spirit of Donald Sterling came and cut me off.
Wow. The revolution will not be televised or audio visualized tonight.
Something was like, no, not going down. Hey, sorry for that interruption. Hey, so I'm not sure what y'all heard.
We heard nothing.
Hey, it's Monday, April 28th is what I was saying. You just didn't hear me. Hey, and we're back off of spring break and stepping into the ludicrousness, if that's a word, the madness out in L.A. Man, Donald Sterling has stuck his foot so far in his mouth, it's going to take the whole Clippers team to get it out.
Huh.
What are we talking about?
They not checking.
We about to get into it. We about to get to it. All the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City. You heard the voice. She's here. Hot Chocolate. Up in here. What up? Welcome to the show.
I am here. We're back. Missed y'all.
We are.
Happy Monday.
We are. DMV. Happy Monday. DMV brings us that dude, Save James. Been jet setting all up and down the post. Welcome back.
What's up, black people?
What up, man?
Sabo.
Yo.
Chilling.
Toya will be stopping past. Madam CeeLo Boston might be up from her nap. NBA racism. Donald Sterling and the Clippers. You can't be in America right now and not know what's going down in L.A.
Mm.
Hey, you said they're not going to do
situation.
It, Jay. You said they're not going to do it? What are you talking about? You said they're not going to do it? You don't think the sponsors are going to leave?
They're not going to take the foot out of his mouth. I mean, he shot his feet off, you know, on his own. He took aim and said ain't fired. They're not going to come to his back for that. You know, I mean, if anything, I'll leave you with this. You can move on. I said that if anything they're gonna do it for themselves. If they do band together, which I believe they should, they'll band together trying to win this chip because it's the best shot they had since the beginning of this franchise from coming from San Diego. This World Be Free Day.
Absolutely.
Think what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. The question was, should they have played or should they not have played the other night? What do you all think?
That's a difficult one for me. The sheer chaos that them not playing would have created, I think, would have been more of a loss financially for the franchise and not so much a show of solidarity to, you know, what was going on. It just wasn't going to work. It was going to be too much going on. So, yes, I'm glad they played. The move that they made to turn their uniforms inside out when they took them off and pile them together as their voice to the matter, I mean, I think it showed class. But overall, like, why – and a friend of mine made this comment and kind of brought it back to my reality. Why is anybody surprised at what this 80-year-old Jewish man is saying? Like, that's
right.
What he believes.
Yeah.
That's what he believes. So being shocked about it is one thing, but it tearing apart a potential opportunity for the franchise to win a championship – sit down, like have several seats, win the championship, and deal with him later on. If you're going to remove him as owner of the team, do it, you know, in a manner that's not going to continue to disrupt what's going on the court. Because to me, obviously, it's already made an impact because they should have won that game last night.
Well, then,
they
wasn't
going to win nothing.
That situation was a distraction. I mean, you could they were distracted
clearly.
I mean, me personally, I kind of side with my man Jalen Rose. I listened to the halftime game of the Bulls game yesterday, the halftime show of the Bulls game yesterday, and Jalen Rose was saying, look, man, I'm not responsible enough in this situation, and I'm not that mature in this situation to want to play for somebody like that at that point. I know that would have been a blip on the radar or a chink in the armor of this whole situation, but I'd have hugged my teammates and say, yeah, I got this one without me. I would have probably sat out, too. That's just me personally. I'm just saying me, Dave James. I might have sat out personally. I may not have wanted that to be the composite feeling amongst the team, but that'd have been me. I'd have took the blow. I'd have took it on the chin, whatever I would have had to do outside of that. Probably would have sat out. If this was in the wake of it all, because, I mean, bottom line, they sat out the game anyway. They got that ass beat yesterday. I mean, smacked. So they might as well just save the humiliation, just save face, and just went along with the protest of it and try to make a stand for what it was worth and go full steam ahead with it. They got that ass beat yesterday, dog. Like, there wasn't even there. It was obvious. They were not mentally into the game. It was a clear showing of that. Steph Curry said it in a post-game conference. He said, this is the first time this whole season, I mean, this whole playoff against these guys that I got this many open looks. That just goes to show. His average of points was 18 points per game. Through three games, in the first quarter, he had 21 points. What is that telling you? They were in L.A. still. They were not in Oakland. For that
but
game.
You know what I described it as last night is I actually watched that and I concur with you, Sabe. I'm thinking so for me, you know, you can't talk about my mama and then ask me to go have lunch with you.
Thank you.
You know, it's like those dudes responded. You know, their game last night was almost like, you know, they all found out they were adopted. It's like finding out you're adopted after, you know, knowing your parents all your life, you find out they're really not your parents.
No, that's knowing that you're adopted, but actually hearing it from your parents' mouth is what it is. Because, come on, like, you already know that owners and older generational people in sports feel that way about their players, regardless of that fact. His whole team is black.
That's the crazy part. The entire team, and this is the crazy part. And so, if you don't know what he said, when we come back, I don't have the actual recording. I wish we did, but we do have the verbiage. So we're gonna pause for the pause. Come right back. What are we talking about? We're talking about Donald Sterling, who's the owner of the L.A. Clippers. Who said that black people stink and all other kind of
and
stuff.
They steal. Right. And they steal.
Our feet is on the broken glass.
Woo! They said be all you can be. Woo! They said be all you can be. I just wanna buy another Rollie. I just wanna pop another band. I just wanna sell dope forever. I just wanna be who I am. Woo! They said be all you can be, nigga. Woo! They said be all you can be. Always knew I could rule the world. Let's define what my world is. Knee deep in this dope money. Damn near where my world ends. Same block, same rock. I was thinking about murdering. I ain't getting my hands dirty. Let you worry about serving them. Yeah, they said be all you could be, nigga. Woo! They said be all you could be. I just wanna buy another Rollie. I just wanna pop another band. I just wanna sell dope forever. I just wanna be who I am. Yeah, they said be all you can be, nigga. Woo! They said the truth set you free.
Entrepreneur, strip club connoisseur, throw hot fudge Sunday, pour it on you, hallelujah, pour it on you, hallelujah, pour
Lord on you, hallelujah. And I be on my own dick, ain't that much room for you. Red, white, and blue, I pledge allegiance to the street life. And even if it's leftovers, I still gotta eat right. Got gas in my peace pipe, pink Sprite. She pee popping her jeans tight. All day I dream about that three strike. We the type of crew to get fresh and sit in the living room. Look, got one. Got a bad bitch in my swimming pool. Got a bad bitch in my swimming pool. Got a bad bitch in my swimming pool. We the type of crew to get fresh and sit in the living room. Look, got one. Got a bad bitch in my swimming pool.
Woo! They said be all you can be.
Pretty girl's my reputation. One on my arm, that's decoration. Get into it, no hesitation. To fuck with me, you need a reservation. To the top, escalating, elevating. Good music, legislation, delegating. And I mean that shit like exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. And I'm going till I KO. Eyes closed, I'm okay. All my bitches know they roll. Even when we role play, my homie got that 9 on him. All night and all day and all night and all day and all night. Like that shit's his motherfucking soulmate. Cause no time for hand in hand when you got this paper hand in hand, Bitch, I'm feeling like a grown ass little boy. Nigga, nan, 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 nan. Bitch, I'm feeling like a grown ass little boy. Cause I still love to get pampered. But don't get it twisted. Watch your stepping fucking manners.
Woo! They said the truth set you free. Woo! They said be all you can be. Woo! They said be all you can be. I just wanna buy another Rollie. I just wanna pop another band. I just wanna sell dope forever. I just wanna be who I am. Woo! I just wanna be who I am. Woo! Wanna be who I am. Always knew I could rule the world. Let's define what my world is. Knee deep in this dope money. Damn near where my world ends.
TM Hyman Radio, we are back. It is 9:17 p.m. and I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, here on Money Monday. We're back after our spring break, our first show. Poppin' the General is here. Save James is here. And without further ado, the beautiful, the talented, the hilarious, and the recent birthday girl, Claylicious.
Hey,
welcome
y'all
to the show.
Hey.
Yes, what the crowd roars.
Hey, yo, I'm scared of you, Clay, because, yo, I've been following you on Facebook for the last few days, and, yo, it's like star-studded. You got fans all around Los Angeles.
Well, you know, God is good.
All the time.
All right. Yo, Clay, tell everybody, actually, do us a favor, because everyone doesn't know who Clay is, although this is probably your fourth or fifth time coming on the show. Introduce yourself in the world. Tell us what's been popping. You just got back from Hollywood.
Introduce yourself to me, because I ain't spoke to you yet.
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you so much. I'm so excited about being a part of the radio show tonight. Well, I am Claylicious, the entertainer. I do clean comedy. I act. I host events. I do radio personalities. Movies, anything in the entertainment business that's clean, Claylicious does it. And I just got back from L.A. at this huge, huge, huge conference. I had to perform out there, and I performed at the J. Anthony spot, which was so amazing. And so from that, major doors has opened up for Claylicious, so I'm very, very, very excited. So, yeah, I'm very excited right now.
Word.
So I can't cuss Claylicious.
You said what, boo?
I can't cuss.
No, I ain't.
Tell me now,
because
I'm going to try not to.
You can cuss some synonyms, boo.
Okay.
I'm going to cuss.
Like
mother blessed. You know what I'm saying?
She's
like
saying synonyms,
You know what I'm saying? Stuff like
mother,
that.
Father. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mother, father.
Mother,
that's my favorite one right there.
Clay, so tell us, I've seen all the pictures, and you spoke of J. Anthony. You got pictures with J. Anthony, but tell us who you actually, you was taking selfies all over the place.
Yeah, that's what I do every day, all day. So tell you what, boo, I'm sorry to hear you. Say it again.
Tell us some of the selfies you actually got captured in that piece of gold camera you have right now, because those pictures are lifeless.
Okay, well, let me pull them up real quick. Hold on, y'all. Okay, so I performed at the J. Anthony spot, so I actually got a chance to perform in front of Coco Brown. Actually called me up on the stage, so I got a chance to hang out with Coco Brown. I was with Shang, the comedian. I was with Bill Duke, and I filmed something for him, which I'll tell you about that later on. I got a chance to hang out with Mike Epps. Mike Epps is hilariously crazy. I got a chance to be on the stage and rock with Rodney Perry. I also got a chance to hang out with Amy Seedley. She's a sketch artist comedian. I was with Hope Flood. I got a chance to hang out with my girl Lunel. I got a chance to hang out with Miss Laura Hayes. That's my baby right there.
Yes, Miss Laura.
And yes, Miss Laura. She hilarious. That's my boo right there. I got a chance to meet, and it's funny that you said that, T.M. Hyman, because I mentioned you to David Arnold. I got a chance to meet him, and so we kind of networked, did a lot of stuff, and I mentioned you to him because, you know, he writes for Tyler Perry, Ricky Smiley, and a whole bunch of other people, so we got a chance to network, and I also did like a drop for, because he has 4 radio shows, so I did a drop for one of his radio shows that's coming up, and I did mention my boy T.M. Hyman, which I'm very excited about that. Tell you about that later, boo. And let me see, who else was out with? I met Mr. Roper's. I was with Mr. Roper's daughter, the dude from Three's Company, his daughter. And it was me.
Wow.
Say that again,
Don
boo.
That was his daughter.
Yes,
his daughter.
I was with his daughter. She was on the stage. She is hilariously funny. I love her.
I saw that picture. Hey, Clay, I stand corrected because I got people who try to keep me on point as best they can. I said your pictures were lifeless. I was trying to say those pictures were classic. They said I said lifeless.
It's okay.
I meant
that's a synonym. I knew what you meant.
I was with AJ Johnson,
too, y'all. Ezell from Friday. That's my boy.
Now,
that's
the picture that I was going to ask about that I saw on your Facebook page. How crazy is he, Ezell? Oh, my gosh.
What was funny, y'all, is that AJ in person, he is so totally different. Like, he was in the corner, and I was like, is that AJ Johnson? And, you know, he didn't want nobody to know he was there. So I went up to him, I said, Smokey, Smokey. Everybody, we all busted out legs. I said, that's you, Ezell? And so I took a picture with you. And then he started laughing and stuff. I talked about how short he was, how his feet can't touch the ground. We started laughing, and that's how we ended up taking the pictures, and we connected and stuff like that. So he was, I love him.
Yeah, he seems
awesome.
Like he was funny.
That's what's up.
Yeah, he is.
Clay, what was the mood like in Los Angeles yesterday when the news of the racist comments hit the media?
Well, what happened was this how I knew it was popping down, because I got invited to this VIP outing on yesterday. We was all by the water and stuff. And so all of a sudden, you know, all these big-time celebrities, all these people, they was talking about the little dude. So I didn't know who they was talking about. At first, I'm like, well, my honey was like, babe, that's a boy from the Clippers. And then I said, well, I want to hear it. So then you know how Clay Hitchens is. I'm going to try to listen and see what's popping down. So then they have played the little clipping of it. And so I listened to it twice because I wanted to make for sure, did this man really say all this stuff? So I listened to it twice, and they was like, I'm not going to say what these people said because, you know, well, we should talk about synonyms, but they was like, yeah, it just wasn't a sweet-smelling savior in their mouths about this man. Like, everybody was in an uproar, like they didn't have no respect for him.
We introduced the topic tonight, but we have not talked about the comments. We don't have a tape. We're working on the tape, so maybe before the show's ending, we'll actually run it for you if we can actually upload it. But you listened to the comments twice.
Yes, I did.
Speak in synonyms if you have to, can you tell us verbatim or paraphrase what his comment actually was?
I sure will. Okay, so this is the girlfriend at first. She was just like, I don't understand what the problem is. So he says, what do you mean what the problem is? So she says, I mean, I have friends. These are my friends. I like them. And whether you know this or not, I'm mixed. He says, I don't care about the fact that you're mixed like that. What does that have anything to do with me? She says, I don't understand why you're so angry and why you're just so uptight about the situation, because those are my friends. He was just like, so he says, well, who cares about friends? I don't care about them, but they can be your friends privately. So let me pause for now. This is Claylicious. So when he said the friends can be privately, I kind of was riding a short bus. I was like, oh, he must be talking about her little school friends some. He clearly can't be talking about, like, black people. But then I paused and I played it again. But then he kept saying, like, they should be your friends privately. And then he kept telling her, like, don't bring them to my game. And she said, I don't bring them to the game. And then she mentioned about, I think it was Magic Johnson, how
that's
her friend, how they took a picture together. He was like, I don't care about the fact you took a picture with him. He was just like I said, you don't bring him. He said, you don't bring him and those people, black people, to my game. So she kept saying, she was telling him about he needed to check his heart and stuff like that. And then he was just like, and she was like, well, I'm not like that. He was like, I don't care what you're like. I don't like the black people. I don't like them like that. Don't bring them to my game. So she kept defending herself like, I don't bring nobody to the game. Why are you so bitter? Why are you so angry? And he got mad at her, and he went on to tell her that you don't have to be a part of anything that I do. You know, if that's what you choose to do, man, you can call it quits. And then, you know, then she was, you know how women do. So I just couldn't believe it. He just kept going on. He was like, those people. And then he started saying black people, because she said, I'm mixed. He was like, no, you're not black. He kept telling her she's Mexican and Latin. And that's what, Latino, and that's what she needs to be. And then she was really trying to defend it. So he just, he put Jesus on pause about the black people.
His issue was that she took the picture with Magic Johnson and put it on her Instagram page.
Exactly.
That's what he's mad about.
He was very, 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 very upset, and he kept using the word privately. Like, they can be your friends, but talk to them privately, not out in the public. So she just was kind of – and I was confused, too, like, well, I mean, we cut off all these lights. We all going to be black, so I don't understand what the issue was.
Right. If you just joined the show, you want to hold on to your seat, because this is going to be an interesting one tonight. What are we talking about? We're talking about NBA racism. We're talking about owner Donald Sterling and some comments that has sparked a storm that only his pockets are going to feel. There are major corporate sponsors that have dropped them like hotcakes. We'll talk about that. You just heard the comments live from Claylicious, who is back in Orlando, Florida, from her trip to Hollywood, California. We'll talk to Clay and more. We'll be right back. T-Hon Radio Live.
I got that up, but I could be fireball, diddly bum, here I come to be the piper. I'm hyper than Pinocchio's nose, cause I'm a supercalifragilistic tic-tac-pro. I gave a oopsie, daisy, now you got the crazy with the books, googly goo, where's the gravy? So one, two, buckle my, shoe, yabba-doo, hibbity-hoo, crack-a-bruce, a trick-or-treat. Spell my beat, tip my drippity, drop the hit. The books get on your mark, and fuck, I don't stop the shit. Just the double dress, the swiggity smack, the wind kiss. The boogity-woogity Brooklyn boy's about to get hit. Think my waist bones connected to my hip bone. My hip bones connected to my thigh bone. My thigh bones connected to my knee bone. My knee bones connected to my party, ha-ha-ha. Zibbity-jabba, Georgia-jabba, not the funny bone. Skip the old routine, I'd rather have my honeycomb. Or preferably the sesame, let's spiggity. He smokes a blunt, so dun 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 dun.
They wanna pack.
Timberdew, head for the hills. I picked a weeping willow and a daffodil, so back up, buckle, I'll pull
little pig against busy and stuff for read, but religion, heaven's the mercy, honky tonk, I get swift. I caught a snuffle up against a smoke, the boogaloo slip. I got the nook, the cranny, the nitty gritty, 40 dose, the wall aboard, cast away. Hey, where's my boogaloo? Ooh, I'm steaming, agony. Why is everybody always picking on me?
They call me what's insane, and what's my game? They ask me again, and I can tell you the same. Since I'm the vulgar vegetarian, huh? Stick them up free, so no pork sausages, mom. Please, they blitz shoots the breeze, Ridley D shoots the zip. Crazy shot the sheriff, yep, and I shot the gift for that crispy sneaky. Oh, yo, I got my socks off, my rocks off, my lessons go for Coco, Holly, Hobby, try to zombie, try to rob me, silly son. Singing it, dun, 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 dun.
Coming around the steps, so here, Fido boy, bitch, boy, bitch. I got the roof, I don't slippery choker, look at me get raw.
And I'm the hickory dickory down when I'm on that Buckaloo picture.
With the yippity zippity, we need to pull bad boy blue.
Hey, yo, crazy, you got the gun.
What up, I swing that toast, and make the poop. I gave a hoot and stomp a troop without a stain. Like rock, gold, would be cocaine. I figured he's fucking tough, I give a twist like W.
I take my fruit loops with two scoops and make it a double decker. Oh, Vince, the baby, come to Baba Duke, a Babaloo, ooh, a Babaloo. Boogity boo, I went from Gucci to Snoozy to Figgity Flam, a group piece of shout out to Yibbity Yabba Dabba, Fuji Gucci Sally Ho. I take my stove top instead of a tater, so maybe I shoot him now.
No,
maybe I shoot him later.
Yep.
I used to have a dog and bingo, what's his name? Oh, so B-I-N-G-O-O. You do the hokey pokey, you turn yourself around, hun. So dun 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 dun.
Money Monday in full effect. Hey, welcome to the show. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. NBA racism. Donald Sterling and the LA Clippers is our topic tonight. I'm your hip-hop informer. That dude, PM. Hot chocolate. Madam CeeLo Boston has decided to take the night off. But that dude, Save James is hanging out with our special guest, Claylicious,
yep.
All the way from Los Angeles, California. Back in Orlando, and she's given us a real-time account of how it went down in L.A. She was out there on the river hanging out with the big celebs pimping. Hey, Clay, when you processed what this dude had actually said, this is an owner of an NBA team that is dominated by Negroes. How did you respond when you really processed what he was saying?
At first, like I said, when I first heard it, I was just like, well, maybe he didn't say it. But then when I heard it, when I heard everybody talking about it, I was like, well, maybe they just, you know, people can fabricate stuff. But then when I actually heard the clipping and I saw the words that was coming out the mouth, you know, like when you listen to the audio thing, they got a picture of him, a picture of her, and then they got the words. So I actually read some words, like verbatim, privately, boom. Don't like black people. Boom.
Privately.
So I just was like, wait a minute. So I was just like, to be honest with y'all, I wasn't shocked, though. I just wasn't, because I tell people all the time, what's in you is what's going to come out of you under pressure. See, what he thought he was saying privately, that's what happened. That's why he got exposed openly, because that's what's in him anyway. And so for years and years and years, I mean, you're this coach, and you're coaching all these black people, and you're around black people, come to your gangs to see you, and for you to make that comment, it's clearly something is clearly wrong with you. And so everybody, you know, they said these ungodly words. They said some big words I had never heard about in the vocabulary, English vocabulary, because everybody in LA, they mad. Like, they tearing up jerseys and stuff. They, like, got pictures with this cat, and they, like, ripping the stuff up. We was on Rodale Drive, and we had went into this little spot on Rodale Drive, and they were talking about it in there. They was like, you know, fudge that dude. Y'all know what fudge means. fudge him. You know, we ain't for him no more. We want him to get fired. We're going to protest. We want him to get fired. So I was just like, dang.
What's shocking is this seems to have come out of the blue for a lot of people. I mean, believe it or not, Donald Sterling's wife came out swinging today, pretty much saying that her husband was despicable and prejudiced and that she did not share in his racist views.
She sure did.
She's saying her family is devastated by the racist comments made by her estranged husband. The children and I do not share in his despicable prejudice views. How damning is that to wake up and be in the news because of a ridiculous view of someone else? It now impacts the entire family.
And I'm sure she wanted to add, she was also upset about the 25-year-old Mexican and black harlot that she's probably thinking of her as, who he got caught with, who captured all of this audio that has all of us on Front Street.
But that's what I'm saying, Chad. That's, I think, one of the pieces that a lot of people are not glossing over because of the bigger picture. I understand that. But this was the side chick that got him caught up.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? A lot of people are still not even saying they're paying homage to that piece, but this was the side chick. Now, we had a conversation a long time about how side chicks are very prominent in today's society. Careful, it gets you caught up. That Clay Vicious comment. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You know what was I think one thing that was not shocking to me, but it was made you seem like, wow. It was almost as if the girlfriend, it was almost like she wanted him to be exposed. Like, you have to listen, you have to hear the audio, because it's serious. Uh-huh. It's real serious. It was almost like she wanted him to be exposed. And I felt like maybe she took the tape. Maybe she did it because she wanted, because if you could just hear how he said, like, no, you don't bring those people to my game. Like, no, you talked to them privately. He was so adamant about that stuff. It was just like, wow, like, are you kidding me?
Okay.
Like, who says that you're a coach?
Check it. I can give you a little bit of insight to the situation also. Now, prior to this whole thing going down, the wife, Rochelle or whatever her name is, the older one,
Rochelle Shelley, okay.
Now, she was initially in the process of suing this chick, the side broad, for about almost $2 million because that's how much money this dude has spent on her in the past couple years that they've been dealing with each other. The Clippers organization and her were combining efforts in order to sue her for the money that he's been misallocating or misappropriating funds to spoil her rotten, in so many words. Now,
why are they trying to sue the side chick?
Because he's spending $2 million of their money on her.
Yeah.
That's
dumb.
So understand it's law though. Just like in North Carolina, you know, it's against the law to cheat. So it gives the wife the open field or the open lane pretty much to go after the wife because it's against the law.
Yeah.
I didn't know
the whole legality behind it, but I knew that was the underlying theme behind it. Now, I still have to say this. Who knows? Now, of course, yeah, the way the conversation was burst, it obviously was a setup. Because she kept egging him on. She kept asking him questions to expose, to unpeel more layers of this onion that we smelled yesterday. Okay? Now, when all this happened, who's to say that the two weren't in cohorts with each other? I guess maybe expose this dude for the fraud that he is because, A, Shelly was mad that she was getting cheated on by this broad, and then now this chick, he's talking about ending the relationship and cutting her joint off, or his lavish expenses. I don't know if they were in cohorts or not. I'm not saying that they were, But the thing about it is, if I'm looking at it like the side piece, I was looking at it, look, if I'm going to go down, I'm bringing everybody with me on some Nino Brown type stuff.
Well, I mean, the bottom line on these comments, though, you know, you can't live in America in 2014 and still walk around making these ignorant comments and not expect to have negative fallout. I mean, we got a black president, respect it. And so regardless, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, he's telling you to do it privately because he thought that was a private conversation he was having.
Uh-huh.
And I can guarantee that he's probably
been. The joke was on him.
Yeah. Y'all got to hear it. I'm serious. It's serious. You got to hear it.
I'm chopping it up now as we speak.
We're going to pause the call and come right back because we got it. And we're going to let his comment, I used to love her. TM Hot Radio Live.
Yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, y'all, and you don't stop. A 1-2, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, comp says to be the short shot. Come on. Come
I met
on.
This girl when I was 10 years old. And what I love most, she had so much soul. She was old school. When I was just a shorty, never knew. Throughout my life, she would be there for me on the regular. Not a church girl, she was secular. Not about the money, no steps was my checker, but I respected her. She hit me in the heart. A few New York niggas had dinner in the park. But she was there for me, and I was there for her. Pull out a chair for her, turn on the air for her, and just cool out. Cool out and listen to her. Sitting on bone, wishing that I could do eventually. If it was meant to be, then it would be because we related physically and mentally, and she was fun then. I'd be geeked when she come around. Slim was fresh, yo, when she was underground. Original, pure, untapped, but a down sister. So I tell you, I miss her.
Yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Just a beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, y'all, if you don't stop. A 1-2, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, y'all, if you don't stop. A conflict, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Yo, we gotta be the sure shot.
Now periodically I would see old girl at the clubs and at the house party. She didn't have a body, but she started getting thick quick. Did a couple of videos and became Afrocentric. Out goes the weed, in goes the braids, beads, medallions. She was on that tip about stopping the violence. About my people she was teaching me. By not preaching to me, but speaking to me. In a method that was leisurely, so easily I approach. She dug my rap, that's how we got close. But then she broke to the west coast. And I was cool, cause around the same time I went away to school and I'm a man dub expanded. So why should I stand in her way? She probably get her money in LA. And she did study, she got big pub, but what was foul? She said that the pro black was going out of style. She said Afrocentricity was of the past. So she got into R&B, hip house, bass and jazz. Now black music is black music and it's all good. I wasn't salty, she was with the boys in the hood. Cause I was new for her, she was becoming well-rounded. I thought it was dope how she was on that freestyle shit, just having fun. Not worried about anyone, and you can tell by how her titties hung.
Yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Just the beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, y'all, if you don't stop. 1-2, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Until the beat time, gotta be the sure shot. Yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Check it on, check it.
I might have failed to mention that this chick was creative. Once the man got to her, he on to the native. So that if she got an image and a gimmick, then she can make money. And she did it like a dummy. Now I see her in commercials. She's universal. She used to only swing it with the inner city circle. Now she be in the burbs looking rockin', dressed hippie. And on some dumb shit when she comes to the city. Talking about popping glocks, serving rocks and hitting switches. Now she's a gangster rolling with gangster bitches. Always smoking blunts and getting drunk. Telling me sad stories. Now she only fucks with the funk. Stressing how hardcore and real she is. She was really the realest before she got into showbiz. I did her. Not just to say I did it, but I'm committed. But so many niggas hit it that she's just not the same. Letting all these goofies do her. I see niggas slamming her and taking her to the sewer. But I'ma take her back hoping that this shit stop. Cause who I'm talking about, y'all, is hip-hop.
You are listening to the best edit, providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hymen Radio.
That wouldn't be me if I ain't get a little nasty.
Na 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 na.
They all I talk about is sex.
How about we just pull over and do it where we at? How about you just lift that skirt up? Ooh, we can be bad. That place that ain't been touched, I'm feeling on it. All that juicy fruit, keep feeling on it, girl. Giddy up, get it up. Take me on a ride to ecstasy. You don't wanna bump up and take a nap. Wanna bump, bump, bring you right back. Watch me, I'ma heat it up, beat it up. Ooh, know you're tired of the usual, usual, usual. I can give you more than the usual. Got your regular, tell you what, let me touch. You gon' feel something unusual, unusual, unusual. I'm not coming with the usual. Got your regular, tell you what. You gon' feel something unusual. I wanna do freaky things you never do, do. What if we did it while your friends was in the room, room? Is that too much for ya? Don't you feel bad? Let'll see us back there. We can make a sex room wherever we go, go. Take it to the restroom, they ain't gotta know, no. Watch me heat it up, beat it up. Regular, tell you what, let me touch. You gon' feel something unusual, unusual, unusual. I'm not coming with the usual. Catch up, regular, tell you what, let me touch. You gon' feel something unusual.
Restaurant, check. Cinema, check. On the hood, check. Other car, on the top, balcony, in the jet,
oh,
on the beach.
This that other shoe, you know you asked for it. I might just send you some money to get your passport, so you can come to my city. I take you all over, they hit you on the balcony, but don't fall over. Send me your picture, baby, you know I never leak it. I know you got something recent for someone decent. Why you laughing out loud? I'm serious. Bring your girl if you a little bi curious, please. Please don't story telling the others. I promise you gon' love it. I would never let you down. Feel like I might have perfected all the things that you expect, and you gon' know it when you bring your ass around.
No, you're tired of the usual, usual, usual. I can give you more than the usual. Not your regular, tell you what, let me tell you. You gon' feel something unusual. Look at the many love faces you're making. But can you take it?
Ooh. I thought I was nasty last time. Lego.
Ooh.
Lego.
TM Hyman Radio. We are back.
Right.
9:49 p.m. And I am Hot Chocolate. He is the General Save James. And our special guest tonight, Claylicious, right here on Money Monday. If you want to connect with us, 917-889-3926 is the number to dial in. Claylicious joining us once again, fresh off of her trip from L.A., celebrating her birthday and doing some really big things out there.
Yay!
Hey, congratulations, Mama. Congratulations.
Thanks.
So what did you do for your birthday specifically?
Sorry.
I was just asking what you did for your birthday.
Well, I have such an amazing husband, so I didn't have to perform on my actual birthday. However, I kept saying, like I said, I really want to meet J. Anthony Brown because I have performed at his spot. I performed there a few times. I was only supposed to perform once. They saw me once. They loved it. Then they was like, we want you to be a guest appearance for another act, and they had me come up again, so I did three times at the spot. So J. Anthony Brown was sick a few days that I was there. All of a sudden, we sitting down, the music about me, all of a sudden, I looked at him, I said, honey, it's J. Anthony Brown. And when he walked past y'all, That man like touched my knee. I ain't even washed his knee since Saturday. His left knee. He touched that left knee. I was like, and then he went up on the stage because he went up on the stage. Everybody gave him a standing ovation because he was just so amazing. And then when he came off the stage, I said, Uncle Anthony. And so he bust out laughing. I was like, today is my birthday. He said, it is. And I said, take a picture of me. So we took pictures together. And then, before I did that, though, they had brought me up on the stage. They knew it was my birthday, so I came up on the stage. And the other, I was with Michael Collier as well, too. Michael Collier ended up coming to the, I got a chance to meet him and kick it with him for a while. So they had brought me up on the stage. And then the whole club saw happy birthday to Claylicious. And I always like this little jingle. And so they have the whole club have me do the little birthday jingle that I did this little birthday jingle. So it was so fun. It was just amazing. And I had a chance. That's not I met AJ Wright as well, too. And then Anthony J. Brown had personally talked to me and my husband personally out, you know, privately. It was just amazing. So that's what I did for my birthday.
Well, hey, since your brother missed hanging out with you for your birthday in L.A., you got to share the birthday jingle with me and the crew.
Okay, so first of all, when I walk up on the stage, I always say, what's up, y'all? This is your girl, Claylicious. And so I did that. And then I said, remix.
Wait a minute, I was just getting started.
And I had like this whole little melody thing that I did not be singing, all this type of stuff. So I had the whole place just rocking with that.
You are jamming.
You are out of control. Hey, happy birthday. Happy birthday, sis.
Thank you, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from this Wilmington, Delaware. It's not Wilmington. It's Newark, Delaware. With your finance segment, it's Toya.
Actually, it is Wilmington, Delaware right now, so you're not wrong on that, TM. Good evening, everyone. This evening, I just wanted to touch a little bit on saving, something that we talk about here and there on this show. But the question to answer for yourself will actually be, how much should I be paying myself before paying bills? You always hear people say pay yourself first, which really just means that you should set money aside in savings before you actually pay your bills. Now, the amount varies depending on which expert you actually talk to or which expert you follow. But you should be putting something to the side. Percentage amounts, it really doesn't matter how much you save as long as you're saving something. Even if it's as little as 1% of your monthly income or just $5 a month, it's better than nothing. It's a positive start. You have some financial experts who say that you should at least set aside at least 1 hour's pay for every day, which is approximately 12.5% of every check. Just make sure you pay within your ability. Although paying yourself first is a good strategy for saving, you still need to make sure you set reasonable goals. If you're trying to pay yourself too much, it can be counterproductive if it causes you to be late paying your bills because you're actually going to lose money because of the late fees, repossessions, reconnection fees, interruption services, and things of that sort. So make sure you pay within your ability. Additional incomes. There are some experts who also recommend that you put any additional income into savings before you pay your bills. So income in excess of your usual wages might include like a yearly or monthly bonus, incentive pay, overtime pay, or even your tax return. So because your budget functions without this money, it really isn't necessary for bills, and it represents a sum of money that can easily be transferred to savings without straining your finances. So, again, any additional incomes, you may want to actually put that into savings opposed to paying down all of your debt with it. Needs versus wants. Just make sure when deciding how much to set aside for savings each month that you actually take a close look at your budget and identifying what's actually a need versus what is a want for you. Just try to identify common expenses that you don't really need. It could be small things such as cigarettes, snacks, soda, occasional expenses such as eating out or impulse shopping, monthly expenses for services you may not need such as an expensive cable TV package. So whatever you need to do to curb your spending, make sure you curb your unnecessary spending as much as possible and use that money to put in savings opposed to using it on something that you don't actually need. So again, just a few tips on how to save money and pay yourself first. Again, it doesn't matter how much you're putting aside, as long as you're putting something aside. You can start with something as small as $5 a month, or you can go up to 12.5% of every check. Just make sure you pay within your ability. Don't stress yourself out trying to pay yourself more than you can actually put aside without stressing your finances. And any additional income, put that aside, at least some of it to the side before you actually pay your bills. And again, make sure you check your needs versus wants. Everything you have, you don't necessarily need. Some things are just wants that you can cut out of your expenses and actually save that money that will help you later on down the line.
No, absolutely. I'm actually learning how to reduce my wants and save some money. Thank you very much for those tips coming live out of Delaware. That's Toya. Tonight we're talking about the NBA racism that exists specifically within the LA Clippers. The owner, Donald Sterling, has found himself in a whirlwind I really don't think he's going to be able to rebound from. The caption of the story tonight, the headline, is Donald Sterling has no future with the Los Angeles Clippers. Let me read this quote from State Farm. State Farm, and I love State Farm because they use a lot of black folk up in their commercials. I love it. State Farm strongly supports and respects diversity and inclusion. The remarks attributed to the Clippers owners are offensive. While those involved sort out the facts, we will be taking a pause in our relationship with the organization. We're monitoring the situation and will continuously assess. We will continuously assess our options. We have a great relationship with Chris Paul, and we'll continue supporting that campaign and other players. But again, their relationship with the Clippers are on pause. Virgin America, a quote tonight, regarding their partnership. While we continue to support the fans and players, Virgin America has made the decision to end the sponsorship of the Los Angeles Clippers. When we come back, we have bits and pieces of the actual comment. It's a 9:58 TM Hammer Radio Live.
Chromed out, fix the shit. Bubbling, laying up with them Colombians. Oh, fuck no, I get dough. Fox Brown, mama. Jig suits from Gabbana. We ballin', nigga, who you callin'? Bye-bye, we be flashing. Sex lastin' all night long. It's strong, the max to rip. Ill nana, like Benihana steak. The boogie like a fresh hair snake. The daily on, Fox Brown, the dawn. Uchi on, sailing. Sip Cristal on the Cayman Allen. Got gay niggas ready to switch. Like Ravano, turn them off, nigga, the snitch. Two playin' the dawn for Vettadini, 5 carats on the arm. Jewels be the bomb. The four hotties, total with Foxy, sippers for Mars. She's a bad girl of the year, 96 10 grand. Is terrific, stupendous, tremendous. I've been just a little bit more than the average whore, cause I'm focused. I rock Versace, lamp, my focus.
You didn't know I like crocodile boots and gator suits. The biggest willies got to fill me. I like the Hot Wheels. You got a fast car. Like Tracy Chapman, you can cruise with this rap star. The meat slaughter, the heroin importer. I be that rich bitch. That bank by the chip. Check it. I spot fish like Spud McKenzie. I'm Leon Lahimpi. Taxes is getting active. It's the central for the presidential. Certified testicles. Get sprayed for the decibels. The king and I. All you need in this world. I'm a bad girl. The high-pitched screaming.
We're talking about NBA racism tonight. Donald Sterling in the Clippers, that's a throwback right there. Total, no one else. That's Foxy Brown, Lil Kim, and the Brat. We know that joint rocks. Hot Chocolate, our special guest, Claylicious. Back in Orlando from Los Angeles, California, that dude say James. What's going on, Madam CeeLo Boston? Didi Toya, thank you for that finance segment, the whole crew tonight. Now, we actually have this very, very, very disturbing conversation. We've cut it up. So we're just going to rock a piece and discuss it on the other side. We're talking about Donald Sterling tonight. Here's part one of that comment.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
I wish I can change the skin, the color of my skin.
That isn't the issue. You missed the issue.
What's the issue?
The issue is we don't have to broadcast it.
I'm not broadcasting anything. I don't do anything wrong.
Nobody said you did anything wrong.
I don't do anything wrong. If we ever have any issues, it's because people call you and tell you things about me that are not true.
Why are you broadcasting?
I'm not broadcasting anything.
Taking pictures with minorities. Why?
What's wrong with minorities? What's wrong with black people?
Nothing.
What's wrong with these families?
It's like talking to an enemy. There's nothing wrong with minorities. They're fabulous. Because you're an enemy to me.
Why?
Because you don't understand.
I don't understand what?
Nothing.
That racism still is alive?
No, but there's a culture.
What culture?
People steal certain things. Hispanics steal certain things towards blacks. Blacks steal certain things towards other groups. It's been that way historically, and it will always be that way.
But it's not that way in my heart and in my mind.
But maybe you want to adjust to the world.
But why? If the world doesn't do anything for me and they don't make me happy.
You're right. I don't want to argue with you. I don't want to argue.
I can't be racist in my heart.
And that's good. I'm living in a culture, and I have to live within the culture. So that's the way it is. That's how I got it. I got the whole message. You live with your heart.
I don't... You
can't be flexible. You can't...
I am flexible. I understand that that's the way you were raised and that's your culture, and I'm respectful and respectful.
Well, why do you have to disrespect them? Those that are...
Who am I disrespecting?
The world before you.
Why am I disrespecting them?
Well, what, by walking, and you're perceived as either a Latina or a white girl. Why should you be walking publicly with black people? Why? Is there a benefit to you?
Is it a benefit to me? Does it matter if they're white or blue or yellow?
I guess that you don't know that. Maybe you're stupid. Maybe you don't know what people think of you. It does matter, yeah. It matters.
Do you know that I'm mixed?
No, I don't know.
You know that I'm mixed.
You told me you were going to remove those. You said, yes, I understand you. I mean, you change from day to day. Wow. So painful. Wow.
People call you and tell you that I have black people on my Instagram, and it bothers you.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot that you want to broadcast that you're associating with black people. Do you have to?
You associate with black people.
I'm not you, and you're not me. You're supposed to be a delicate white or a delicate Latina girl.
I'm a mixed girl.
Okay. Well, but
and you're in love with me. And I'm black and Mexican, whether you like it or not,
okay.
Whether the world accepts it or not.
Wow.
That's all you can say. Wow. That's it. Wow.
Pure hypocrisy, son.
However, I will say this. I do believe that, you know, although we have access, and, you know, I'm going to put the disclaimer out there that the moment that I would receive notification, you know, that I've breached anything or I do not have, you know, consent, you know, to have that audio, we will pull this show down just as a disclaimer. But I think when people think that they're having a private conversation, it's a problem when the world can hear it, when you thought
exactly.
It was private. I'm going to say that publicly because I think it's a problem that we are even able to actually have access to be able to broadcast that, because that seemed very private to me. And if it just is, just like we have very private off, you know, off air conversations. And I would have a problem if Blog Talk somewhere up in the cloud was ever able to pull, you know, our program or pull our off air conversation and broadcast it. So from that perspective, I want to say, it's a problem that Donald Sterling's private conversation was broadcast to the world. I wouldn't want that to happen to me. I must say that because I felt very uncomfortable listening to that. That sounded private to me. However, he spoke the truth, and he spoke how he really feels.
I would be curious to know what her motivation behind the overall recording was.
See, that's what I was saying, too. I felt like she was setting him
you.
Up.
Get
yeah.
even. I'm trying to tell you. That's all it was. Get even. She is a side chick that's about to get cut off, so she is going out scrapping.
So, but what she has to be getting ready to get cut off for something else before for her to do this.
Look, I'm trying to tell you. Listen. The fact of the matter remains that this all really came to a head after she was posting flicks with Magic Johnson and Matt Kemp. Okay, now both of those players are associated with the LA Dodgers. Both of those people associated with the LA Dodgers. Magic is a part owner, and Matt Kemp is a star of the LA Dodgers. All right, now I am sensing as a man that there was a very heavy dose of jealousy involved in this whole tirade. Okay? As a man, this dude is an octogenarian. Okay? For those that aren't up on the SAT words, look the word up and you'll understand what I mean by octogenarian. See what I'm saying? And these are young, virile studs that octogenarians would be threatened by. At this point. See what I'm saying? So, as a man, stepping back from the situation, looking at it, there was jealousy involved in this whole thing. Why do you have to be with them? Why them? Why all the time them? Not saying that the racism part wasn't, in fact, infused and part of the fuel to this fire, but
yeah.
Oh, best believe that he was threatened by the fact that there were some young virile studs that look like a lot of look like all of the people that are on this panel tonight, skin wise, that also pose a threat to him. All right, so I'll submit that.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. You know, I mean, there's a comment, and so one thing that was said earlier in the show, and ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, wow. The first hour, you definitely got to go back and check out. Hanging out with us tonight is Claylicious, comedian, entertainer. I'm going to say actress, host. She does voiceovers. She does singing and dancing. She preaches. just a plethora. Just a plethora
tap dance.
Of things.
She can tap dance and everything.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. We feel special. Happy birthday to you, Mama.
Thank you.
You know, big things popping. She had an opportunity to hang out with a bunch of stars yesterday and heard this news firsthand as it started buzzing amongst the upward mobile, the upwardly mobile of Los Angeles, at one point, Mr. Sterling commented stating that he feeds them, referring to the clothes.
Yes.
He clothes them. And
gives them cars.
This was the kicker.
Yeah.
And he gives them cars. That was the kicker.
Yeah.
I feed them.
Doesn't he do enough?
I give them cars.
Isn't that enough?
Houses.
Yeah. And so we laugh, right? But, I mean, it's a for me, it's a reality check because guess what? It's all truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all truth from top to bottom, from A to Z. And so what I'll say is, I mean, one thing that Clay said when I really took an opportunity to actually find out who this person was and drill down a little bit, did some research, his history tells you very well who he is.
Very checkered.
I mean, he's had to settle lawsuits and all
very
types
checkered.
Of things that's specific to racism and discrimination and prejudice and biases. And so, I mean, you know, I mean, I heard something even recent that even the NAACP gave him an award.
Yes.
And
I want
to
talk about
another award that was just shut down based on this particular incident. But what that says is money is power. And
money
we'll accept
power.
Anything and anybody into our community if they're bringing us food and clothes and cars and houses. So this is very, very interesting situation. Hey, we want to hear from you because there's folks hanging out with us tonight. 917-889-3926. If you want to comment on this topic, we're talking about the NBA racism. You have to dial the button on your phone to become a part of the conversation. Thanks for rocking with us. Again, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Weigh in. We want to hear from you. Clay. Tell us how we can follow you, Facebook, Twitter. Sabe said he has not seen the pictures. Hot Chocolate, she rocking with you. I definitely.
Hey, Hot Chocolate Boo.
Hey.
How they can follow Claylicious.
Okay, you can follow Claylicious on Facebook. I'm under Clay Neal, CLAYNEAL. Hook me up on my fan page, Claylicious the Entertainer. I'm on Instagram, Claylicious the Entertainer. I'm sorry, I'm thinking. Let me see what else I'm on. I'm on Twitter. That's at ClayNeal32. You can follow me on YouTube. I have the Claylicious show on the YouTube and Claylicious.com. And you can come to see my go on my website. I have CDs on my website. Ladies, don't do it. Beat your kids for Jesus. Don't talk, just listen. Just follow me.
Know my man Sherrod Small?
Do I know who, sweetie?
Sherrod Small. He's on the Red Eye in New York City.
Oh, no, I don't know him. Yeah, I probably know him by next weekend.
Nah, you got him as one of your friends on Facebook. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. Hey, I know him.
Yeah, look at you. Fun. I'm looking at the joint right now. You know my man, Sherrod.
My husband punches all my stuff. Don't judge me. Pray for me.
No, I ain't mad at you. I'm just saying, my man, Sherrod, he did the VH1 specials, the I Love the 90s and all that stuff like that. You know Sherrod. Go ahead,
yes,
dark-skinned brother, brown-skinned brother.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
He thought it was over. I wasn't born last night. I know these names ain't right. But you was blowing up her phone last night. But she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she rather have nine? You know how the game goes, she be mine by halftime. Ooh, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about hers. Birdman, Junior, and this bitch, no flamingos. And I done did every day but
I bet you love all the rappers. When I reach the room,
won't you, baby?
And your lips can't do nothing for you, nothing, no. Let's get to it
right away.
We up in this club, bring me the bottle. I know, girl, you don't wanna be kissing your man. No, no, girl, all the money in the air, I wanna see you dance. Just got rich, took a broke man.
Yeah,
I can make a broke man rich, but I don't fuck a broke man.
That's where they be yelling, I'm a pin by blood, not relation. I don't chase them, I'll replace them. Huh? LV's, Hermes, Dolce. Rules ain't low, you man, they rotate. School me to the game, now I know my duty. Put her in the loader, she was riding in that hoodie. That bitch got my own hope. Yo, got my own smoke. Had to put my nick back on. Tell that, put a ring back on.
Tonight, specifically Donald Lawrence in the LA Clippers. We want you to weigh in 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926, Money Monday. In full stream conversation.
Yes,
hey, we were having a backstage conversation.
Well, the street cut me off, son.
Yeah, we back. We're back.
Pick it up.
Sorry.
You crying,
man. I was finished anyway.
Dude, I almost spit what I had out my mouth, like, across the room.
Yeah,
I was finished anyway, so that ain't
about that. Aw, you can finish, babe.
Me so
hey. One thing about me, I always finish. You ain't got to worry about that.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Always finishing.
Clay, thanks for rocking with us tonight, Clay. Thanks for rocking. Clay, I don't want to pry too much publicly, because I know you're not into spilling too much of the beans. But can you give the folks just an idea of some of the projects that's on the table? At least just one thing that's on the table that we can look forward to, because we're excited for you. L.A. is a big deal for me. I know that was one of those things on the faith board, right? And so you can mark check to that.
Yeah. So,
so just one thing, one major thing we can look forward to.
One major thing, I have something that's coming out that I filmed in L.A. I can't say what it is yet. But I filmed something in L.A. with a big, huge, huge talent celebrity. Come on, y'all. And it's going to air this fall. And I'm extremely, extremely excited about that because I got hand-selected while I was just sitting down just being delicious, just crazy. I personally got hand-selected by this amazing entertainer. And so they filmed me for something huge that's coming up that's going to air it's going to be either August or September.
Great. Glad to hear
nice.
It. Glad to hear it. I actually met Clalicious in Tampa, Florida. Clay came to my studio. As a matter of fact, you know what, Clay, why don't you tell how we actually connected?
Okay, I'm going to tell you, so I'm very excited. I love you like you're my real brother. Him and my real brother do look just alike. I'll put up a picture on Facebook so y'all can see. That's a side story. Anyway, they had this, it was an audition, right? It was an audition. And we came to his real, real, real nice studio. And he so I had to do this audition in front of all these producers and all these people. And when I auditioned for this part, Tears was like, girl, you need to be on TV. He's like, you need to be on TV. And so we got to talking. I said, that's my brother. I told my honey, I said, that's my brother right there. And so ever since then, we just been like best, like family. Like he my real brother. So from that, Terrence helped me on other projects as well, too. So he helped me with some major, major, major stuff. Like I auditioned for the Tyler Perry thing last year. He helped me with that project. They absolutely loved that. And just want to let you guys know that from that, wasn't selected for number one, but what they did do is that they selected a handful of people that they absolutely love their performances from, and they personally contacted us and told us that if they have, like, major stuff and they need certain people to play certain roles, we will be, you know, we'll be first dibs. So, yay, I was in that part. Pool, yay.
Awesome.
And, so ever since then, me and Terrence has been connected, so I absolutely love him. That's my big brother. Yay.
Hey, congratulations on everything that you're doing. And, again, happy birthday to you. I know, again, you just got back this morning. So thanks for rocking with us. Again, let people know how they can follow you. You said the CDs and the product is on the website.
Yes, sir. You can go to Clalicious.com. And just to let you all know that when you do go to Clalicious.com, my little drop, my drop that I always say, Clalicious, Clalicious, is on there. So that's my favorite part of my website. And I have DVDs, CDs on there that you can purchase. You can follow me on Facebook at Clay Neal. That's one word. You can follow me on Twitter at ClayNeal32. You can go to the YouTube, my Clalicious on the Clay, the Clalicious Show on YouTube. Yeah, you could just follow me everywhere. I'm all over the place. And I love leopards, so if anybody out there want to give me some leopards, just let me know. I'd be happy to come pick it up from you. Love y'all.
Hey, Clay. Thanks for rocking with us, Ma. Hey, when we come back, we're going to roll into adult talk. We'll be right back. See you, Muhammad, right
live.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this. 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 I never let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's fighting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat, the rhyme will be kicking it till I hit my last note. My mind remains to find all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build, but still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never scared, I'll just bless one. And you know that I'm the soloist, so Eric B, make him clap to this. Make him clap to this. Make a 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 clap to this. I don't
Dog out of chill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to bill. Eric be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance with this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Say indeed, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. If you bleed, he won't be no band-aid to fix. Think of this, no one rhyming to, there's no rhymes left. I hurry up because the cut'll make him bleed to death. But he's kicking it, cause it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept inside of me. The eruption is like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style of the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut, and my name is Rakim.
Make a clap to this. Let me be your angel and I'll be your protection. Take you out, buy you all kinds of things. Make a clap to this. Call the attitude, you need food to eat up. I'm scheming like I'm dreaming on the couch with my feet up. You scream, I'm lazy, you must be crazy. Thought I was a donut, you tried to glaze me.
Madam C.J. Walker's little sister on the phone. Let's give it up for her right now, y'all. Give it up for Madam C.J. Walker's sister. Come on, somebody. Won't he do it?
High combs and everything. She got the high combs and the grease and everything with her.
Yeah, come on, I'm first in line.
I got my blue grease. My kitchen is in need of help. Madam Walker.
People like him are upfront racist.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Check it though.
Absolutely. This is not the first time that he's told her that he did not want her with those people. So
exactly.
She knew.
Just like yeah, even with his wife. I feel like his wife, that's why his wife is so adamant today, like, listen, he is a jerk, he this and he that. And I think what they did was they got together. They said, girl, his wife probably was like, listen, now you, I ain't gonna bust him out yet, but why don't you bust him out? So she's like, what I got to lose? I'm the side chick anyways. Let me just go ahead and expose it.
Right.
So I think that's what they did.
I'm trying to tell
you. Because
yeah, that's why she's video recording him.
Right, he may have a clause with the wife where she can't divorce him. You know, yeah. She'll get nothing. I mean, you never know. But people like him, I'd rather deal with people like him than people who are closet racist, because those are the ones who will undercut you and you don't know nothing about it. People like him, he'll let you know how he feels. I
but I do think
people like that.
But I do kind of think, Madam CJ, I do kind of think he is kind of low-key. I do think he is kind of low-key with that stuff, because at the end of the day, had never she recorded this dude, he would have still been behind the scenes, smiling all these basketball player face, black basketball player face, like he been doing, smiling all in the audience face. So I just feel like, I always say, what's in you is going to come out of you under pressure. And that was the real him. That's what he says every day, all day long. But he just got his force. So she was like, I'm going to push play today on your tail.
But there's too many people that have sued him for him being the way he is. So that's what I'm saying. It's not a secret. It's just a simple fact that he probably offended the people that could afford to sue him. You know what I mean? Like, at this point,
it's obvious
nobody
he don't care.
Is,
he can afford
like,
it.
Right now,
yeah,
right,
he can
because the
it.
Thing is, right, the side chick, who cares about what happens to her? You know what I mean? What she got to
exactly.
lose for real? The wife can lose, you know, back up for her kids and such and forth. And you know what I mean? Who knows? People do dumber shit for less money, so... Excuse me. Mm. I don't know. But I don't know why people act surprised, though. That's the part that they didn't get me. It's like, why are they surprised?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The generation that he came up in, it was normal to feel that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But see, the thing is, though, a lot of people don't know
just
about it.
Just you grow up, don't mean you grow with time.
Listen, man, but a lot of people don't realize that his background, his upcoming in life and society was, you know, wasn't a silver spoon in his mouth where he could be as pretentious and condescending as he is. He pulled himself up by his own bootstraps. I give him that. He worked his way up to the top. I give him that. But he was living hand to mouth like a lot of people were that were in minority classes coming up from Jewish immigrant parents. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people they thinking that he's Richie Rich in the flesh right now, or Daddy Warbucks, or whatever the case may be. He really wasn't born into that kind of luxury. He afforded himself that own luxury through his hard work, which we give him credit for. But at the end of the day, the mindset and the mantra that he actually was raised around in his formative years was not as he is displaying as of such right now. I'll put that out there. And that's what brings more hypocrisy to the forefront in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? He was poor. I wouldn't say poor, but he wasn't the most fortunate coming up. And to look at those as less fortunate as they stink and they steal and all that stuff like that, you know, it's hypocrisy at its finest, as far as I'm concerned.
But I think, to me, that's where it's not really it's being misunderstood, because he's not looking at a class of people. He's looking at a color of people.
No, I get it. I'm not saying that it's misunderstood or the point is misconstrued. I just want to keep throwing a tidbit of knowledge into there so people can get the full gambit of the kind of clown this dude is.
He don't want the niggers in the house. He don't want the niggers in the house.
That's all it is. I mean, they can stay in the field. They can come close. They can pick the flowers and plant them. You better not come inside. But that's
don't
your
you
ass.
Get on the porch. Don't you get on
don't
the
don't come
porch.
On that porch. Hey, I got my light-skinned folk for that. My half-breed. But with that music. It's a bad green out, y'all. About time. To be like, what's that? What's the change of faces? Stroke you up and down.
Wait a minute now.
Watch out now.
Well.
Wait a minute.
What are you talking about? But yeah, I'm gonna keep it funky with you. I really have no, like, you know, sexually oriented commentary tonight. Mm-hmm. Kind of want to harp on this Donald Sterling thing a little bit more, kind of bring more more factual information to the light, if I may, since it's been a hot topic and people have been riding the coattails of this for a while, all day long at least. I would just like to kind of talk about the L.A. chapter, the NAACP, and how these people awarded this man a lifetime humanitarian award 2 times already. I thought you get one life. He got two lifetime achievements awards.
But he got
okay,
a lot of money.
Now,
he got a lot of money.
But that's what I'm
saying. He didn't live three times already with his money.
That's what I'm saying. That's where I was going with it. Money is power. You know what I'm saying? And that just goes to show, if you pay off enough people, and I don't want to use that word too loosely or too, you know, I would say directly towards a certain group of individuals, but, hey, if a walk like a duck and a quack like a duck, damn the genie, it ain't a damn dog, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He has the money to turn people's lights out, in so many words. So if he's going to keep throwing the money to this organization, then what do you expect them to do but to give them an achievement award or whatever? And that's just my take on it. You know, I think something has to be said about that chapter at NAACP, knowing the checkered history of this dude, like you were talking about how he has settlements for upwards of $2.1 million because his apartment complex would not rent to black and Latinos out there in L.A. Okay? Not to talk about how he had an NBA legend hired as his general manager, where general managers, or vice president of basketball operations, where they were normally getting paid as a status quo of $1.5 to $2 million a year, he's paying this dude $250,000 a year. Okay? So it just goes to show that he has a track record of his ways. And being that, and like what Ms. Clay Licious has said over there, when you're under pressure, it's going to come out. And he was under pressure trying to keep that side chick because she was giving him something that his wife couldn't at the current moment. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and we're not going to be, you're not going to beat around the bush with that. You know what I'm saying? Apparently, her junk was still a little bit more lubricated than wifey's was, so he's going to try to go where the land of milk and honey is at. You know what I'm saying? So, when this is getting cut off, any man's going to do what it takes to keep him. Now, he may have said the wrong things. He wasn't too smooth with his stuff. But at the end of the day, we all see the kind of person that this was lying underneath. Now, you want to talk about hidden racism. I believe that there's still a lot of hidden racism, you know, within the confines of this situation. Yeah, he got exposed. But like you were saying, Matt and C.J. Walker, that if this conversation was not exposed, he'd still been smiling on the folks' face,
yes.
Still been paying Chris Paul, still been paying Blake Griffin, still been paying DeAndre Jordan, Rivers, and all of that, and collecting his third Lifetime Achievement Award from the NAACP chapter of L.A. within the next couple of weeks, I should say.
Yes.
So hidden or exposed or whatever, there's no secret about how this dude's history or his reputation precedes him. But to say that nobody did anything about it up until this point, you know, that's arguable at this current moment. And that's where I'm going to leave it at right now. I really have nothing else to talk about, but I want to try to pinpoint those specific, I would say, factual pieces that will come into play with the painting of this picture right now. You know, dudes in hot water, bottom line. And something's got to happen. I already heard that he's trying to put the franchise up for sale for somebody to come grab. You know, that would probably be in his best interest because the way that he's going to get hit the hardest, like you said, the endorsements are going to go away. And if the fans actually take a stand and object to whatever he puts forward as a product, it's going to hit him in the pockets also. So
Red Bull,
Red Bull's statement, we trust and respect the NBA's process to formally investigate the matter. In the interim, we are suspending all team-related marketing activities. We will continue to support our Red Bull athlete, Blake Griffin, and his teammates, as well as the staff. Kia Motors, they are pulling out. Amtrak is pulling out. There's a casino that's pulling out. Lumber Liquidators are pulling out. Yamaha Tire Corporation's pulling out. I think it's a wrap. It's a problem. Houston, I think there's a problem. I think there's a problem.
All I talk about is money. That's all I know. You heard me? I got a bad bitch in my Chevy, selling Miley Cyrus in my brand new Monte Carlo. I got that Justin Bieber, please believe it. A quarter million hanging on my collar. A half a million in my duffel bag. Now I'm riding in my Cadillac. Hammers in them fucking bowls. I'm riding clean in them.
Okay, I woke up this morning, trying to get this money. Y'all niggas was yawning, and I done made about 20. I got young boys in that corner. I call what you got for me, say I done moved all day. Couple rocks, all I got on me. I say yeah, it's go. He say yeah, we on. I said I'll be on my way. Break a brick down all zones, and I got work, and I got pills, and I got perks, and I got goons that's on my team, and they gon' kill like I got murk. If I say so, and I say go, and they go ham, and I lay. I drive that work up in that toaster, I let go on my ego, and it's for sale. 28 grams on my scale. Come and get it on.
I got a bad bitch in my Chevy, selling Miley Cyrus in my brand new Monte Carlo. I got that Justin Bieber, please believe it. A quarter million hanging on my collar. A half a million in my duffel bag. Now I'm riding in my Cadillac. Hammers in them fucking bowls. I'm riding clean in them. Hold on, wait a minute. You got the realest and the richest in the building. Feel me? Won't knock you off. Take away another of the ball. Art of war, common law. Straight killer, that's mama fault. Boy, my DNA. Straight chip, Frito-Lay. A clip, A Jose. Heck, dumb out me, go straight. Don't want no beef. I make crack your taco, I'm screaming rest in peace, Griselda Blanco. I got that Justin Bieber, please believe it. I hate that, can you keep a secret? Benzo on foes, count all my, that's all I know, that's all y'all. I got a bad bitch in my Chevy, selling Miley Cyrus in my brand new Monte Carlo. I got that Justin Bieber, please believe it. A quarter million hanging on my collar. A half a million in my duffel bag. Now I'm riding in my Cadillac. Hammers in them fucking bowls. I'm riding clean in them.
I'm riding clean. I'm riding clean. Selling that chain of white. Around with that y'all mean. Bad shit, she talk dirty. Talk dirty, her mouth clean. I was selling that white. Y'all niggas had Boy Scout dreams. Spent $8 on my roller. Young nigga ball like Kobe. Ride around me and Chino. Hit my young nigga Goldie. Hot whims, you ain't Dino. Limo, that's my roller. 211 on your. Turn your ass, she told me. My neck look like a light show. My pockets, they need light bulb. I stand tall, no iPhone. Them goons go wherever I go. Y'all put like dice. All we know is get paid. I ball hard like Brian James and Rose D-Wade.
I got a bad bitch in my Chevy, selling Miley Cyrus in my brand new Monte Carlo. I got that Justin Bieber, please believe it. A quarter million hanging on my collar. A half a million in my duffel bag.
Duffel bag.
Hot chocolate,
Madam Boston.
Is she
delicious?
I sure am.
What up, though?
I'm feeling some sort of way because Kizzy
right
got
now.
Us. That's right, because Kizzy got a special visit, and I can't get people. Tim, you know, Didi did come and see you, and I feel bad now because I didn't come out and, you know, hang out with that part of the crew. But otherwise, we can't get nobody to cross the Florida state line to come and visit us.
I ain't trying to get shot for no reason.
Look,
I'm a black man. I'm still look young. I ain't trying to get shot for no reason.
Hold on, pause. Speaking of Florida, my brother, who's been on the show before, Kevin, you know, he got accepted to FAMU Law School. So I was screaming earlier.
Awesome.
I'm so proud of you, baby. Hey, so, oh, my God.
Big up to FAMU, who just came off of academic suspension. Big up to the professors.
Okay.
Dr. Gray Ray, who heads the Juvenile Justice Center on the campus of FAMU. Big up to you, Mama. Love you. Hey, y'all, keep up the good
love
work.
Her,
stay
yes.
off of academic suspension. That stressed folks out. So do the right thing. Stop hazing. FAMU. That's what's good.
Yeah, that's right.
This is going to be his second end of college, so I don't think he wants to deal with that. So, you know what I'm saying? He's a big boy now.
Well, big up to our young brothers doing very positive things. That's what's up.
No doubt.
Yes. I mean, visiting him in college and not in jail. Happy about
yeah.
Hey, let's swiftly move beyond the dude in the Clippers tonight. Hey, and what's good with the beef? Why is everybody always beefing? Future and T-Pain. Come on now. It's not that serious.
They want to argue in the vote quarter.
Yo,
word.
Auto-tune
beef. It's not popping.
Auto-tune beef.
It's not popping. It's going
to
be auto-tune versus dreads.
Yo, truth be told, both of them is kind of whack when it comes to lyrics. Not even going front. I mean, Future's really whack, you know. But T-Pain, he has a little bit of skill, but I think the auto-tune kind of messes his whole M.O. up.
He can sing without the auto tune.
I'll tip my hat to him on that. He has some talent somewhere, and Future may have talent as far as producing beats or whatever. But stick to that, homie. Straight up. You know what I'm saying? I heard your finest, and it wasn't that great. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what can y'all really have beef about? You know,
just to be
fair, what can y'all really have beef about? The only thing y'all have in common is auto-tune, real talk.
Yeah, because T-Pain cut his hair, so they can't battle in that no more.
I mean,
it won't be fresh anymore.
Yeah, just keep it funky, man. I mean, you know, I'm a connoisseur of this game of hip-hop, man, and it's not what they bring to the table, you know. I'm not impressed. You know what I mean? They need to tip their hat to Zapp and Roger Troutman for their success. Keep it real with
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right, and then
okay.
Teddy Riley. For honing it, getting a tooth removed so he could play it, and two, T-Pain.
Did you say getting a tooth removed?
Hey, look.
He took their hat to the men, yo.
Pioneers,
man.
And then down to T-Pain, and then down to Future. I mean, I think it's a generational thing. I mean, just let Future ride with his mess. He got a nice girl. He's about to have a baby. Got a family going on. I heard the wax.
Another baby. Let's not act like this is the first for him.
Hey.
Another baby.
This is the first one he's marrying. I don't know.
We
got like three other. Hey, well, guess what? They took pictures together, so all the baby mamas
baby.
Love each other. So
allegedly.
Not on that.
Yeah,
hey, for now.
Yeah,
exactly, for now. Because once the baby comes, then they start seeing what kind of toys this kid get versus the one they kids got.
Wait till the reality show comes out. That's all I'm saying. Because, you know, apparently it's about to be a reality show soon, and, you know, that's a trend. You have more than one baby mama, you can get a reality show.
Hold on. Baby mama, speaking of, the Mimi and Nico sex tape, really?
I still never saw it. I don't think I want to see it.
Okay.
Boring.
If you
saw it.
If you want to go to sleep, yeah, watch it. Go ahead.
Watch that.
Watch
that, absolutely.
That part of the
color purple when they were just showing the flowers. It was like more exciting.
Yo,
you would
see more action late night on Cinemax. Trust me.
Oh, I know that's the show. I've been a Cinemax kid since cable came out.
Oh, me too.
Hey, well, stick to what you know, bro. Stick
yeah.
to what you know.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember the Cinderella one they had?
Nah, I remember the
really?
Red Shoe Diaries that came on
it
Showtime
was hilarious.
Though. That was popping.
Cinderella was popping.
Cinderella.
Goodbye,
well, Cinderella, I'm sure, was better than Mimi and Nico. Whoever spends their money on that, and I'm sorry to mess up y'all marketing, but whoever spends their money on that is going to be sadly pissed off, and they're going to want to be fun.
Whatever. Goodbye, Emmanuel was popping. You saw Mad Bush back in like '86,
you know,
yo.
That joint was corny.
Mad Bush.
Okay,
hey,
just, I know her ears are just burning up right now.
No, I'm laughing at y'all while you're playing.
I'm telling you. In the curtain rod, the fact that they really
she over there googling everything he's saying. That's what she doing. She can't wait to get
what
home and watch. She really get over there and Google what he's talking about. The so-called porn. Let me get a little bit of action.
Yo, they were sold out. Home Depot and Lowe's were selling out of those.
Walmart was sold out of the industrial shower rod too.
I was like, come on, really.
Yeah, okay, explain that to me, because I was seeing, like, posts of, like having some satirical comedy about the shower rod. What was that part about? Because I'm
there
because I didn't see it.
There
was a shower scene, okay.
Yeah.
You know how a woman wraps her legs around a man, and, like, he's holding her weight, right?
Right.
So they were doing that, but she was holding on to
the shower curtain.
The
shower rod.
Right.
Right. Oh, okay.
In an interview that I saw that they did post video release or, you know, leakage or whatever, she was like, somebody had asked her about a shower rod. She was like, well, I wasn't putting all my weight on it. She was like, he was holding me up. But then that makes me go to this clip I have been sharing throughout the week on Facebook where this young lady was dancing to Drunken Love trying to, you know,
and bust
the shower
her
dance.
Ass.
What?
And bust her ass.
She knew it right then, and she looked head on heels and the whole nine in the bathtub. Really?
Good for her.
Bust her ass. Good for her.
Good for her.
I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
Oh, but y'all gotta watch it. Hey, she was all into it too, boy.
Hold that, CeeLo. We'll be back. Hold that. We'll be back.
Whippin' and flippin' the year, turnin' her to a lamb, re-rockin' the dope. Soon as it get out your boat, keepin' this off like a meat. Go to my loop, in the sink, choppin' that work like karate. Serving a new Maserati, in a brand new Maserati. That's a whole lot of new money, that's that hiding from 12. Movin' them squares and them bills, serving the raw and say yeah. Beating that tiny like who's the kid tank. Whippin' and whippin' that fishing for a cat. Breaking no syrup, I'm rolling them hay. Made myself a boss in a plug. Either way you put it, it's one good. Triple salute, straight out the hood. Back of soda, water splash and scale. From my right and my pot and my left. Leaning all the way over to the side. I whip me a 4-way to a 9. The dirty, the money is homicide. And my recipe can't be televised. Y'all don't move that dough. Y'all don't move that dough. Ain't move that dough. Ain't move that dough.
Young enough to still sell dope, but old enough that I knows better. When they saying it's 42 for that powder, I knows better. Get it, I knows better. Put a smile on the devil's face. Who don't wanna sell dope forever and flood they rolling to the vessel break? Fish scale and a $2 that I fish tails. Fiberglass, Ferrari leather, and designer shoes that I miss Dale. Yeah, look at the clues, the G's, the jewels, I'm matching the monkey. From 16 years old, I'm whipping in kitchens, my junkies. Pablo Versace way before me goes. My dinner plate, no silverware. All you my e-ho. Fuck like a free throw. How
other side now. Nothing's big as my ego.
I try to leave the best for later, but Pusha try to put me on the respirator. The old skateboard P, that's your favorite. Me and 20 girls doing yoga naked. Frequency high, like a spaceship. She say that she like it, then she been exposed. The Gandalf hat and the whips closed. That's coming out song and the Buffalo. I know gorilla with the triggers that's on the banana clippers and packing with the biggest missiles. These beats is knocking over vehicles. She's ain't waiting just to see me. She's these ain't trying to hear pleas. She's like chopping down trees. She's 1, 2, 3 and it's weed. She's hit the weed, then they lean it. If you got 2 hopes, you need to let one go. 2 Lambos, you need to let one go. All these drones, why y'all smoke drones? Never eye in the sky, I'm trying to let y'all know. Ain't no standards, I'm a set one, though. Big and bad, but no man stand, though. All that war, we need to let that go. That boring business, I'ma get that home.
We want to hear from you. Again, Clay Lish has been hanging out the entire show, and we appreciate it. Madam CeeLo Boston finally stepped into the shoot, into the studio. I'll say she stumbled into the studio. Safe Jane hanging out up there in the DMV. Plant City beholds Hot Chocolate. I'm coming to you live from Tampa.
What did he say?
I said Plant City where nobody could get to see her.
You got a parachute in the Plant City.
Yeah, man.
You do. You know if you blink real quick on the interstate, you will miss
it. The wind is blowing. And if the wind is blowing 20 miles an hour east, you're going to end up in Tampa.
Everybody got a landing pad in the backyard. Yeah,
pretty much
over there.
Strawberry field, cow, something. Some sort of agriculture.
Hey, we're back on Wednesday. Same place, same time, 9 p.m. Hey, thanks for rocking. The crew shall be here. Hey, it's Relationship Wednesday. We call it Hump Day. No telling who will stop past again. Thanks to our special guest tonight. Hey, take us home. Thanks for rocking, everybody.
Yes. Whatever you do, do it well. Check it out on Wednesday.
Yeah, laugh is good for the soul. Just laugh about it, no matter what it is. On Wednesdays, laugh about it.
Sounds like a cougar in the making. Shout out to my homegirl, Lucretia. Happy birthday tomorrow. I'm not going to tell how old you are, big girl, because you might kill me when you see me, but she younger than me. I'll put it to you like
get
that.
Get him, Lucretia. Happy birthday to you, too. We are
happy
that crew, that team, that network. TM Hyman Radio, The General, Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam Boston, Nokia, Toya, Didi, the honorary one, Coop, Claylicious. Everybody, we'll catch you on Wednesday. Relationship Wednesday, Hump Day. Have a good one.
Hey, good night, everybody.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show.